I thank you for your patience. Go ahead. Go, come on up to the table.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, providing a verbal mental health outpatient update. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
I'll keep you from anything.
Because we don't vote on anything anymore.
Okay. Madam Chair, Supervisors, I want to start our discussion here about the mental health outpatient, or what we refer to as MHOP services, questions and concerns that you have about reductions that recently occurred. First, I'd like to first describe our outpatient services because there are three different areas regarding our outpatient services that are very connected, but to make sure that to help you understand where the reductions actually occurred at. So first is our access clinic, which is our behavioral health clinic that provides services to uninsured adults in Milwaukee County. At the clinic, we offer crisis intervention, assessment, and referrals to the community for whatever services an individual may need. So every individual that presents at the access clinic receives an assessment by a clinician who then determines if that individual could benefit from a referral for medication evaluation or psychiatry, outpatient therapy, or both. So that at the access clinic, our services level at the access clinic is remaining the same. Previous reports that have been given out to Mental Health Redesign Committee and the Subcommittee of Continuum Care are accurate, that we are continuing to serve the same amount of individuals at the access clinic. Then from the access clinic, anyone who has been recommended for an assessment for psychiatry or medication evaluation, they will then see a prescriber, either a nurse prescriber or psychiatrist, at the access clinic. This is short term. We're just a bridge clinic where it should only take approximately 4 to 8 weeks that they're seeing a psychiatrist there, and then they move to our outpatient contracted clinics, which is CCAPS, which is from that Medical College of Wisconsin out in Wauwatosa, and then Outreach Clinic, formerly, oh, what was the last one? Healthcare for the Homeless. There was a name in between there. My apologies. So they go to one of those two contracted clinics to continue their to meet their psychiatric needs for medication evaluation. Then the newest service that was added on in 2011 is that of the mental health outpatient services, which is our therapy component, where we have partnered with 8 agencies who are a part of our fee-for-service network in the Wiser Choice system of the Community Services Branch. All 8 of these agencies are duly certified, both under DHS 35 for mental health outpatient services and also DHS 75 for substance abuse outpatient. So that is the service that we have under our MHOP services. So at Access Clinic, you then are able to get referred for outpatient psychiatry and or outpatient therapy through MHOP services.
In terms of the financial component of this, we have every other week meeting with the community services branch to review the entire fee-for-service network. The nature of fee-for-service is it's hard to determine how much you're going to spend because it depends on how much clients uptake and how much of the service that they're approved for they actually use. And so this is something we do on a regular basis throughout the network. So we meet every other week with budget people, the fiscal people, and the clinical people to discuss that. Early on, probably after the first quarter of this year, we determined that MHOP in particular, which has a budget of $440,000 for that specific component, was looking like it was going to deficit by a significant amount, somewhere in the neighborhood of $300,000. Therefore, we discussed how we could mitigate that deficit, and we do this often in the fee-for-service network. We often discuss, will the fiscal people bring up the fact that this is a deficit, that we're trending towards a deficit, and we'll look at what we can do to mitigate that before the end of the year. So we discussed that over the course of a few meetings, and the clinical folks decided to get back together and change some of the Amy will talk about what the changes were made, but in that program so that we could mitigate the deficit that we were seeing. And it was ongoing over a few meetings. It wasn't just one time that we were projecting it. So in the short time, just to give you a sense, that since they made the changes, originally we were projecting about a $306,000 deficit on a $440,000 budget, so that's a significant deficit. And it's come down to $263,000 from May to July based on the changes. So the changes are working in terms of a fiscal effect of that.
And the services that were changed and the reduction that occurred with MHOP, the first thing that we did is we looked to get the standard more in line with industry standard for mental health outpatient. When we designed the MHOP program, we had it designed to look very similar to the Wiser Choice System. In the alcohol and drug abuse community for services, many people are seen 5 days a week. Outpatient therapy, day treatment, residential, those are 5 to 7 day a week services. The standard for mental health outpatient is typically once per week. So we did make a change in that way to make it be that individuals can now be seen once a week. We did look at to see who is being served to know the impact of this. And when we were looking to make that decision, we saw that there were only 15 individuals that were being seen 2 times or more per week out of all of those being served by MHOP. And then also when we made that decision, we made it so that effective June 10th and moving forward, anyone approved for MHOP services moving forward would only have the 1 hour per week continuing forward so that those 15 individuals could continue to receive that level of services at what was deemed appropriate. We also looked to see that individuals who were being served by Wiser Choice would not be served in MHOP. At that time, we also made the decision of a person when we originally started out the MHOP services. This was meant to be for individual outpatient therapy through our partnership with the providers, and over time, since November of 2011, the recommendation came for it to also include group counseling, and we had included that. So in our decision in June was to stop where the person could only get individual counseling, no longer get group counseling. In proceeding forward in making these decisions, the one thing that BHD Community Services Branch, Sue Gottich, myself, in looking back, that one thing that we should have done at that time was to call in our 8 providers who are part of MHOP and actually have them be involved in our decision making to decide where will our adjustments be made. That is something that on June 27th, when we met with our providers, that was the first thing that we did, was to apologize, to say that even if we had to call it very quickly, we should have done that, should have brought that in and gone with their recommendations. We have spent over a year and a half of working with them, of making improvements, of including new services based upon their recommendations. And when it came back to this, it's something that hasn't always been done before, but in the effort of redesign, and this being really one of the first efforts out of redesign, it's something we should have done. We made our apologies to them. We reviewed the reductions we did make, and during that meeting, they made recommendations, and there was even one recommendation that as of July 2nd, individuals can still receive group counseling. So we took their recommendations. We saw what we could do within the budgetary restraints that we had to make it so that they could make service delivery and clinical decisions for what individuals need more appropriately, so that now that one session a week can be either individual or group therapy.
Does anybody have any comments or questions on MHOP? So basically what you're saying is that they're really, you tried at every level to not make, so that services were not interrupted.
Yes, Madam Chair, we tried looking for individuals who are currently receiving services. No changes were made to their approvals. For anyone after that date, there is a difference. They can only be seen once per week, up to an hour per week. It is something that's very comparable to any of our benefits. But what we have also put in there is that if an exception needs to be made, there can be a request. And after so many days, this approval is for the first 60 days. If a person needs longer than that, the agency can submit information, they get approved for an additional 90 days, and they can even do another request. So we're looking to be able to continue to serve as many individuals as possible to look to meet their needs, and we are open that if there is somebody that is showing an increased need even past that 8-month mark, we will gladly work with that provider, see what the clinical need, and work to make that occur for them, either in individual counseling, or it may be a time when we may need to consider that they may need an increase in service and have to consider maybe some of the other services that we provide through the community services branch.
And has this deficit been reported to the Finance and Audit Committee?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, no, only because in the entire fee-for-service network, we don't have a deficit right now. This is a piece of that, and we monitor the entire thing. If we do see that we're going to end up, that's why we're doing this, so we don't have to have a deficit in the entire fee-for-service network. We would come to you with that.
Okay. Thank you. Very good. Thank you, everybody, for your patience.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Ball.
I'm glad I got in this committee that's so short now.
I got something for you.
When I
text, yes.